Spooky. Where are we? We are at the middle of a very long paragraph. Right? And this paragraph is almost closing what we learned from the beginning to here. A couple of stories. This is the final paragraph of the story. Then we arrive to where I like to arrive, to my favorite paragraph. So, up to here, this paragraph started with a very simple title. When you pick up a favorite, everybody else starts to become jealous. You should know this. Why? Are we going to have a slave in the very recent future?
Because they fail to see beauty. That's what jealousy is.
That's what jealousy is. They fail to see the beauty. What are the use of these nonsenses? Okay, poetical language, it's nice, cute, but nonsense. What does it have to do with me, my life?
Then my life becomes miserable when I don't see beauty. Mm.
That's the way. It's clear that you missed the point altogether. You just gave me some pretty words, and that was all. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for what? Here I'm reading a book and I'm trying to make you feel and understand that this is the way of life to live happily. Isn't it? So each part of it should make sense to you to understand it. Last time I tried to take you beyond the existence, beyond the reality. But that doesn't mean that we stop over there. We come back to this reality because there is only one certain stuff, and it's now. Remember the word hal, which means now and means feeling, both, because we feel now. You cannot feel the pain of yesterday. You could. You cannot even remember the happiness of yesterday. Yes, in your memory there is a blah, 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 but that joy is not there. That's now, this moment. Me, in real life. So, back to the question. When you pick up a favorite, the rest become jealous. Why Rumi is saying this to me? To understand what? It's not to understand jealousy is bad, because he talked about that in book one. He said, the strongest barrier for you is the jealousy. Good for the one who get rid of the jealousy. That was it. Now he talks about the jealousy of this why. Always, when the big question on here. You're reading some part of this book and you want to understand, why is he telling me this? You should flip back to see what was he talking about. What was he talking about? He was talking about two of your slaves, right? Mm-hmm. One was the form, one was the essence, right? Yes. What was that long story about? Do you remember? The story of this king who bought two slaves very cheaply and started to talk to them. send one of them to the bathroom, talk to the other one, and said, huh, you feel good to me, but the other one says that he's bad. And you start to say, oh, as far as I know him, he's honest, he's correct, he's no bad. He played the same game to the other one who was coming from the bar. He got angry and started to shout. Why he told you that story? You just hear them a story and you're enchanted that you know one story? This is not the way I look at this book. Over there he was talking to you about the value of the form and the essence. That the value goes to the essence. But that doesn't mean that form is bad. Because the form is the instrument to change the essence, remember? He brought in this conversation within this story to tell you that these two are slaves of you, one of them should be your favorite. Now he tells a story that when you choose a favorite, beware of the other ones, because the other one are provoked. When you choose the essence as your favorite, the others, including form and intelligence, they all become agitated and they try to ruin everything. They are not your enemy, they are your slaves. But as soon as you choose your favorite, especially your intelligence, that lady upstairs starts to be agitated and does something. This is the story we are reading. And it's a complicated story in a way. Because he doesn't talk about it like the other story, talking to this, talking to that, and comparing. He started very, very simple. He told you the story of a favorite slave in two or three verses. Period. You start to say, you know what? The most important part of you is the part that before this body existed. You remember all he talked about that? He started like that. Only four verses to say this favorite one was a good one. Now let's see. There are others. Because you are not two, you are not three. You are a complicated system. Within all of this, the one which is your origin, the beginning, the essence of the essence, that's the important part. But do not forget, consequences are here. Whatever you sow, you will have it. Whatever you plant, that's what you get. When the night will give birth only to night, the bad attitude will increase the bad attitude. And your intelligence intends to use the wit to do something about this trap. What a silly fellow. Because this trap, the big trap of existence which we fall in, is made by something super beyond the understanding of this brain. Listen, in you, there is a thief. Is it or not? Tendency of theft is in you. The ego, the intelligence, wants to grab whatever is good for me. You know what? You have a lot of different sections here, a lot of different attitudes. I believe you should get rid of all of them. There is only one thing which is good. First of all, we talked about it. Avoid your ego. Because your ego is in the delusion of independence and separation. And your ego is separated. But look around you with all of this width. What do? The people who are very clever, and they use all the different cleverness and techniques and policies and all that, then what will happen? At the end, they die like everyone else, and after 200 years, whatever they have been is a stupid, not even historic story. Right? Yeah. So, they come here, they go, and they will be forgotten. So what? So, what was the use of all that with? Let me tell you the first one. The first one is in your brain. The first problem in your brain. Whatever we say, what's the use of that? We say, do this. We say, what's the use of that? We talked about it, remember? If there's no use in everything, there's no use in your talking, you're going to stop talking. If in your talking there is some use, in these self-monotonous monologue in your head, if that is important, how come outside here the understanding of the other people should be proved to you? Why do you have doubt about that? Whatever we talk, your brain looks for the use of it as a utility. And you say, I'm sorry, we're talking about something else which is not utility, and you cannot question it. You don't know it, you don't understand it, but you cannot question it. What is it? I believe last time I talked about it, right at the beginning of the book I talked about it, and I repeated myself quite often that, ladies and gentlemen, remember, there is only one pillar for this wisdom. One. Which is not logical, it's illogical. What is logical? What is logical? What is logical? What is logical?